AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands of residents are being evacuated from an area near Knoxville, Tennessee, after a train car went off the tracks and caught fire. The train was carrying a flammable and toxic gas. No fatalities that we know of. Emergency official Dean Fleener.
FEMA has sent district coordinators to the scene to assist with any needs that the county and public safety officials have in the response and first responders.
Some of those first responders had to be decontaminated because of the poisonous gas they were dealing with. The June unemployment report comes out less than half an hour from now, and we expect a lower unemployment rate. Our Jerry Bodlander's in Washington.
The economy's gaining an average of 217,000 jobs each month so far this year, and economists are looking for the June report to push that up a little bit. They're expecting that 233,000 jobs were added and that the unemployment rate dropped from 5.5% to 5.4%.
Saturday's the 4th of July, and terror experts are warning that the Islamic State group has been calling for attacks. NYPD counterterror expert John Miller.
ISIS has called on its followers over social media for attacks during the period of Ramadan, which we have a couple of weeks left of. So that's something you have to factor in.
What would a terrorist target be?
If you look at history, they're looking at big events. They're looking at symbolic dates. They're looking at military, police, intelligence.
The NYPD's John Miller on CBS This Morning says law enforcement is aware and prepared. The prison in Dannemora, New York, from which two killers escaped last month, has a new superintendent. Michael Kirkpatrick replaces Stephen Ratchett, who's been placed on leave. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court is telling courts in three states to issue same-sex marriage rulings. Our Sandy Kozel is in Washington with this.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has instructed judges in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas to wrap up gay marriage cases in their states, in line with last week's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. The order clears one of the final procedural roadblocks in the three cases, which had been pending. All parishes in Louisiana now say they are willing to issue licenses to same-sex couples, and holdouts among Mississippi counties dwindled sharply after a group of seven circuit clerks met with the governor. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The Episcopal Church has completed its embrace of gay rights, changing church law to allow same-sex religious marriages throughout the denomination. Just days after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage across the nation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.